There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The last word.
A piece of a day keeps the doctor away.
So, what was it? A piece of what a day keeps the doctor away? Classically, the usual phrase is an apple a day. It's not that, I guess, for this. Robbie went for chocolate. Danny, you're going for sakari dates. That's your new date de plomb.
Well, it's not new,
I suppose. Well, it's your date du jour.
It's my go-to. It's your go-to. I have great faith in them.
All right. Well, you like those. That's good. I'm hoping for one a little bit later. I went for coffee, NLT.
Yeah, you went for coffee. Someone thinks it's a piece of Google a day. So maybe Dr. Google is what they're getting at. Google MD. So that's a doctor, isn't it?
Gotcha.
A piece of Google MD a day keeps the doctor away. Someone else says earwax. Declan thinks it's cheese. Vinod thinks it's garlic. Mish thinks it's ginger. Aladdin thinks it's fruit. Right. Cool Dude thinks it's pie. Christina thinks it's fruit. David thinks it's deep fried daffodils.
What?
Dr. Carty thinks it's gossip. Someone else thinks it's cactus. Piece of cactus a day keeps the doctor away. I think that would probably involve the doctor on a daily basis. The correct answer, well done, to... Somebody got it right.
Did somebody get that right?
Yeah.
Who?
Somebody got it right. It was Declan.
Okay.
Well done, Declan. It was, of course, cheese. I saw cheese in the headline and thought, yes.
So that was your go-to?
Yeah. All Consuming 40 grams of cheese daily can slash your chances of heart disease by 14%. The same amount could lower the risk of a stroke by 10%, found a study in China, and it's called the French paradox, where high fat consumption isn't linked to heart disease. Cheese raises the levels of so-called good cholesterol while reducing the levels of bad. Calcium in the food means less fat is absorbed by the bodies.
Danny's shaking his head. That's something that he doesn't agree with.
Well, yeah, I'm just interested to see who funded the study, because I know Natalie's done these before, and when you look at them, they're kind of funded by dairy councils.
It sounds good to me.
Chinese research was produced through an analysis of 15 studies on cheese and heart risk, and it was written in the European Journal of Nutrition.
Well, there you go. I'm with it, because, you know, a little bit of midnight cheddar never hurt anybody, Danny Norton. A little nip to the fridge.
Ian Givens is Professor of Food Chain Nutrition at Reading University.
Well, there he is.
I'll look into it later, but I remain sceptical.
You are always sceptical.
It's important to be so.
Yeah, no, you're right, it is. I completely agree with you. Better to be cynical than not. Always beg for forgiveness, never ask for permission and all that stuff. I know.
I love cheese, though, Danny. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Trending today.
So, first things first. Selena Gomez, singer, American singer. You know who she is. Former Disney actress, yeah.
Do you know what? I always thought with Selena Gomez, I don't know if this is fair, but I always thought they were trying to make her too adult too quickly, and she looked uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I also think, though, she looks quite young, and then she's older than you think she is, and she looks young, and then you think, oh, that doesn't feel quite comfortable listening to you do that or sing about that. Anyway,
yeah, it could be just I'm getting old.
She basically was awarded Woman of the Year at the Billboard Women in Music event 2017. And she was given the award by her best friend, actor Francia, I think it is. And basically the reason why it was such an emotional thing and the reason why it's had sort of 4 or 5 million views in a couple of days is because her best friend gave her the award, but also her best friend gave her a kidney earlier this year because she was battling lupus. So really emotional moment on stage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she's battled with it for a couple of years. One of her best friends gave her a kidney. She was a match. So this was the emotional moment when Selena's just on stage winning the Billboard Woman of the Year award at the music event and her friend gives her the award.
To be honest, I think Frances should be getting this award because she saved my life. All right, okay. Honestly, I couldn't be more grateful for the position that I've been given in my career. But specifically this year, I would like to thank my amazing team and my family because they stuck with me through some really hard times. And I got to do a lot this year, even though I had a couple of other things to do.
I had no idea. I didn't realize she'd been that.
What she was referencing. She was saying, like, you know, I've had a rough year, but my friends, my family, my team, as they would often say in America, have supported me. And yeah, she's back together with Justin Bieber. as well?
I don't know. That all that stuff's passed me by. I always thought lupus is familiar to me because of House. Have you ever watched House?
Yes, I used to love House.
Yeah. And it always tended to be, and there were T-shirts printed lupus. It's always lupus because that was one of the things they look at, because they were usually autoimmune diseases, weren't they?
There was another one that I can't think of though. If it wasn't lupus, it was the other one.
Yeah. I've just read about lupus here. It's it attacks you. Your immune system starts attacking yourself. It becomes hyperactive. It sounds horrible.
Yeah, and certain ethnicities are more susceptible to it. So I would be more susceptible to getting lupus than you would.
I did not know that. I've learned so much today.
Well, there you go. Well. This is why you need me on your quiz team. Anyway. Second story is about the Rambo nanny, as promised. This is a nanny in Everett in Washington State, and she's been praised for leaping into action. Basically, she's at home, minding her own business or nannying, and some woman attempts to steal an Amazon package. You know, in America, they often have the post box out front.
Yeah.
So it's not quite by the house. Anyway, Amazon drop off a parcel to the Smith family home where nanny Kate Anderson works. She didn't have the chance to pick up the delivery. 10 minutes later, a woman tried to steal it and Kate caught the thief after she fell out of the getaway car and the driver fled. Unbeknownst to the thief. So she's trying to get in the getaway car. And
rubbish thief.
Yeah, and the driver sees someone coming, speeds off, and she falls out of the car.
Oh.
But what the petty criminal didn't realise was this house had CCTV. Not only did they have CCTV, but it recorded the audio too. So listen out for the getaway car speeding off. So the thief decides to say she was checking the address with the parcel in hand. And she's basically rugby tackled by this nanny. It's fantastic. So the Smith family are very grateful. And the woman's been identified. And the sheriff's office has said, you know, well done, Tanya. Kate Anderson. And yeah, the family she works for, Tanya Smith, the woman said, oh, she's just Rambo nanny. I think she's brilliant. So, yes. Good for them. And finally, this was sent to me by Sally Musa from Dubai Today. And it's basically, I'm a big fan of Bob Marley. I know that you are, Tim.
Yeah.
You've like a bit of reggae.
I do.
Well, Bahraini singer Mohammed Al-Bakri and his band and choir are singing and dancing to Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry. Okay. And it's gone viral because it's an interesting cover and they've given it a bit of a twist.
Along the way, in this refuge, you can forget your past. So dry your tears, I say.
Love that bit. It's like he caught sight of his mum in the middle of his room. Hello, and then carried on singing.
But it starts when you first hear them start up, you wonder what they're going to play, and it's quite unique to watch. But that has just gone viral because so popular. And if you watch it on any of the video sites, the comments underneath it are even better. Than watching
I like that. Yeah, you can't get past that song. But it has to be the live version of that. The one that was recorded at, was it the Rainbow, I think, in London?
Yeah, it's really nice.
That's the definitive version, isn't it? Bob Marley to finish Trendy Today. Anything else?
No, that's everything.
That's us done. All right, then. John Bishop tickets. Where is he from? Two tickets, two pairs to give away. Last chance to get in on that. We'll reveal a winner in about 10 minutes. 4001 or via the free app. Something else. This is always on the movie channels. Jurassic World. Have you seen Jurassic World?
No.
Never seen Jurassic World. It's one of those films you should watch because it's kind of inoffensive. It's family and it's dinosaurs and it's great. But it's so well done. It's completely ridiculous premise. I give you that. But it is a blockbuster to beat all blockbusters because it's just one of those films. But I give you the second one. The sequel is coming. Fallen Kingdom. There is a 6-second teaser online and it's a tiny clip of, what's his name, Chris Pratt.
Yes.
And he is stroking the chin of a baby raptor.
As you do.
as you do. And it's very cute because the thing's kind of purring. I mean, who knows what a raptor did? I'm guessing they probably didn't purr. But it looks, it's so fantastically done. Do you know, you look at some of Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park now, and you think, oh, that's a bit clunky. And at the time, it was great. Yeah. This is so well done. It looks really interesting. And anyway, Chris Pratt's on record today is saying, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, comes out next summer, I think. It's going to be a scarier version, a little bit darker, and will continue to expand and carry the story forward in a way that's really unexpected and you wouldn't have imagined. So he had me at darker. Because, well, Jurassic World is, you know, I mean, feel good Hollywood, isn't it?
No, well, it's pretty scary. Don't go on a ride where there's, don't go and stay on an island full of dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, there is of course that. But I mean, it was busy in a big theme park. But wouldn't you be if you had the chance to go on a theme park with and there were pterodactyls?
No.
Would you not do it?
No.
You'd think that all the steps had been taken, but nature finds a way. I think.
No.
Maybe just, I was just watching the movies a bit too much.
Yeah. You didn't like Jurassic World, did you?
No. It was one of those movies where I was actually kind of tempted halfway through to just leave.
I've seen it loads of times. You put the TV on, it's on a channel. I always end up watching it for half an hour. Then I sit, my daughter comes in, I sit and watch it with her, and I think, I know the script, I know it off by heart. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's always on. Anyway.
Saeed texted in, back to trending. He said, Tom, I think he means Tim, but fine. Didn't know about Bieber. Give me a break. You didn't know about Selena and Bieber?
Selena and Bieber? No, I didn't say that. I said I didn't know about Selena and lupus. I had no idea she had lupus.
No, and then I said about the Bieber thing, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I just wasn't listening. Don't.
Okay. There you go, Saeed. Tom wasn't listening.
Tom was somewhere else. Tom's mind had drifted to a new place. We need to finish with the music scoop today. I love this song, you know. It came out before I was born, unlike most songs, and it was number one in the US today.
To everything, turn. There is a season,
I think that's lovely. I really do. It's the Byrds. It's Turn, Turn, Turn. Number one in America today, 1965. Today in 1971, you were here last weekend, LT. Montreux, weren't you?
I was in Montreux over
the weekend. Just a couple of days ago, yeah. Actually. The Montreux Casino burnt to the ground during Frank Zappa gig today, 1971. It is an incident that is immortalised in Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water. It kind of charts the progress. And what's interesting about it is the promoter of the Montreux Jazz Festival, a guy called Claude Nobs, OK? And he was one of the people there in Montreux, and he was dragging people out, so dragging the kids out to the ground.
So he was saving lives.
Is the line in the song. He was saving lives. Because what people had done, they thought, well, we'll go and hide in there and get away from the flames. And, of course, that wasn't the thing to do. Also worth mentioning and remembering Frank Zappa. He died of prostate cancer today, 1993. But solo artists, mothers of invention, but remembered mainly for a lot of people for the names of his four kids. Do you like Moon Unit as the name for a child?
Moon Unit is interesting.
Interesting. Dweezil?
Dweezil, yep.
Dweezil's another one. Ahmet Emuka Rodan was another one. Yeah, that was the third child. And Diva Thin Muffin Pidgin.
If I have any children, I'll know where to come for names. Listen to this, though.
I'm telling you,
my dog was named Zappa.
Your dog was named Zappa?
Yeah, after Frank Zappa.
Everything is full circle today. Montreux, the connection, and I tell you, sometimes days are meant
to
be.
She was such a cutie.
I bet she was. Frank Zappa, difficult, but there you are. Birthdays today. Do you know who's 50 today? This will get you. See if you... No, that ship has sailed. Adamski's 50. Born Adam Tinley.
Adamski sounds much better, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It's more rock and roll. Killer, which introduced, of course, Seal. I'll never forgive him. Born today as well, Jay-Z. Do you know how old Jay-Z is today?
50.
No, he's 48. Not. 48.
I don't know how to sleep.
Well,
gotta eat. Stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustle's still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard-pressed. Find another rapper hot as me.
That line in that song, sorry, those two lines in that song, sum up everything you need to know about Jay-Z. Lots of beefs with foes, and there ain't no better rapper. And he's probably, although it's slightly arrogant to admit it, he probably is. Wayne Duncan died today in 2016. He was the bass player with an Australian rock band called Daddy Cool, and they're responsible for If You're Australian, Here's a Gift.
Now listen! Stepping out, I'm gonna turn around. once and we'll do the eagle run.
Today, Daddy Cool, the song is Eagle Rock. A great YouTube clip of that, weird dad dancing, I must say, but it was filmed apparently in a cafe on Clarendon Street, South Melbourne. No idea, but that's one of those Australian things, I suppose. It's pretty much 7 o'clock. That's it today on this programme, NLT.
See you tomorrow.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.